You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did you have a good weekend? Anything fun happen?
Busy little weekend. We wrapped up flag football. The flag football season is done, so we don't have to do that anymore. I think they won one game this season, so it was time for that to end. So that went on. We had a real fun get-together yesterday in the neighborhood. One of the neighbors threw like a little fall get-together for all the kids. They brought them over to make little haunted gingerbread houses, and they did the marshmallow stick game, you know, where you hold the stick and there's marshmallows hanging from strings, and they've got to try to eat the marshmallow without touching it. And you know, a lot of parents were there enjoying a few cocktails. There's some chili, some broccoli cheese soup, some nachos. That was good.
Okay.
And then that picture I sent you on, was it Saturday night? We tried a new tap house. Too many choices. It's one of those ones where you go in and there's just like a row of them, and it's a self-serve type situation, which led to a Yelp review this weekend from me, because you go in, you order your own food from your phone to the food truck outside, you get your own glass, you pour your own beer, and then at the end of the night when you go up front to settle up, pay your tab, there's a tip option.
So you're saying, what am I tipping for? Is that it?
Essentially, what am I tipping for?
That's funny.
And Nick Nack went up to pay, and she said, I froze. She's like, I froze because the little sweet lady at the register there is just staring at you as she rings you up, and then the tip screen pops up. She's like, I did 15. She's like, I did 15%. She's like, I froze. I didn't want to look like an ass standing there and say, zero, you did nothing. Nothing at all. What's that?
Well, I mean, they do have to work behind the scenes to bring you your pleasure. I mean, even if they're not delivering it to you, I guess.
Right. I mean, they're washing the glasses, wiping tables down. But the entire process, basically from start to finish, was on me.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you go and pick up a pizza and you walk in and pick it up, nobody has... They've made it.
They've made it.
That's part of the contract.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough situation.
It
is. I don't know what to do in there.
I don't either.
Nicole, I would also probably go for the 15%. I think that's...
Yeah, and I think she said there wasn't an option where you could even do a custom. Like, it automatically pops up 15, 20, 25, and she's like, well, I'm just going to go for the lowest, but she's like, I wish there would have been a custom tip option. But anyway, you know, it led to me getting on Sunday morning and leaving a Yelp review for the place, basically saying how great it was. It was nice, great choices, but maybe work on that part of it there at the end. Making your customers you're making your customers feel a little bit uncomfortable at the end.
So you're saying eliminate the tip. That's your suggestion.
I would eliminate the automatic of it popping up on the screen saying in your face, these are your options. I would eliminate that part and let the customer, you know, out of the goodness of their heart, leave a tip on the table or something like that. Don't put it in my face. Yeah. So that was my weekend, man.
We decided, I think it was Friday night, I had been looking at something about, I don't know, something came up about a college that's not that far from the house, and that it's considered the college that looks like Hogwarts, they say.
Oh, nice.
And it's always ranked one of the most beautiful campuses in the country. It's literally, and I'm using the word properly here, it is literally the largest university in America based on acreage.
Okay.
And it's supposedly gorgeous. And I saw it. It's like, man, that's not that that's like a couple-hour drive at the most, maybe less than that. So we actually got up Saturday and drove off just to get out of town a little bit and enjoyed a nice ride in the country and got there. And, yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, it should be then. Yeah, it better be.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it's really pretty. We walked around. And the funny thing is, as we're walking around, we see all these people going to a sign. Now, this is on a Saturday, right? And it's a sign pointing to this one, like, hall, and it says music event. And we see all these people going in. We're like, what's a music event? So we wandered in, and I guess it was like the National Association of Choir Directors or something like that. Is it pronounced choral? Corral?
Corral, I think.
The corral. Anyway, is their directors. And so they wanted to close out their little conference with some singing.
A little song and dance?
They have a couple of different like choirs/chorales that performed. And so we actually sat down and spent 30 minutes listening to one of them. It blew us away. It was beyond good. And these are high school seniors that they brought in to do this.
That's neat.
And it was fun. And we were laughing as we walked out. We're like, we just drove an hour and a half to a school we've never been to sit down and watch a performance by a bunch of people we'd never heard of.
Wander in.
And it was soul lifting.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it was so gorgeous.
Just magical.
So well done.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
And then we went to another little town, and we found a nice little a bar, and I think I sent you pictures from
you
that.
You did,
so
yep.
It was great.
Good-looking cheeseburger.
No, that was a pulled pork
Or pulled
sandwich.
Pork. Yeah, whatever it was. It was good-looking.
Great fries, too. Here's my question, though, and this is what I wanted to ask you, because I'm not a Starbucks guy. If I go, I get tea, so I don't have to go to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I don't knock Starbucks. Great business model, all that other stuff, blah, blah, blah. But Gretchen is, you know, she likes her Starbucks, and I know you like yours. So as we're driving there on Saturday morning, she's like, great, I don't have to make coffee. Let's stop somewhere, and we'll get coffee. And so she's looking on her phone for a Starbucks, and we've been driving for about 20 minutes. And I said, well, there's a grocery store. I'm sure they've got one in there. Her response to me was, oh, no, 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 no. She goes, you do not do grocery store Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why not? She goes, they're different.
Mm. Yeah, they are.
So you've got to be kidding me. It's the same product. They ship the exact same product.
It's the same machines.
The same.
It's the same
everything.
Coffee.
It's the same. She goes, I don't care. It's different. She goes, and people who really go to Starbucks will tell you the same thing. It's different. And I'm like,
I would agree with her. Yes, and there's something to it, and you can't put your finger on it. And I know it's all the same product and machines and everything, but it's almost like the person behind the counter
is different,
is not of the same caliber as you would find at a traditional Starbucks store.
Well, for the record,
because they're not as busy.
I'm not trying to disparage anybody at any location. We're just having a conversation here. My wife says that grocery store Starbucks are different than standalone Starbucks.
The coffee it's almost a little staler or something. There's a staleness
staler?
To it.
No,
yes, because it's not as busy. Every time I go, there's one in my Safeway that I actually go to when I go early in like Sunday morning to do grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. And the person there is always just, you know, kind of there on their phone, and they're not busy. And so I wonder if it's that.
But if that's the case, I mean, Starbucks, they've got it down to a system in terms of inventory. So they know if a location is not as busy, it won't get as much product. They don't want just product just sitting around. So if it's not as busy, they would only deliver enough to handle that load.
Right, but some of that coffee's
it's
pre-made.
All
it's all pre-made and you know, stuff. And maybe it's just been sitting there longer. And I think part of it is the experience, too. Because, like, if you wander into a Starbucks, it's the experience of getting your coffee in a swanky, kind of hip place. There's other people mingling.
You're not in a
And you're not going to get that next to the deli, you know? So there's, it's going to taste different to you.
So as we drove on by and went and found a standalone location so she could get her exquisite coffee.
Get her experience, yeah.
I thought about that. And because you know how I am. I try to, you know, assign some sort of psychological answer to a lot of things like that. And I thought, that's got to be it, is that it's the experience. It's not the product.
It's an event to get your coffee,
and so,
you know?
And so, yeah. And so, therefore, that colors your perception of how the product is, where you get it.
Yeah.
And Starbucks isn't the only one that's this way. There's
a
lot of stores.
All the coffee places.
Where the ambiance, and not even, you take coffee out of the equation, just any business, the ambiance and the setting and your experience inside that business.
It all comes down to the furniture that's in there, the paint colors, the wood shades. I mean, there's research groups that go into building these places. And again, you're just not going
to
get that at this grocery store.
Yeah, you must be right. I mean, because that's what she said, and she was adamant. I mean, there was not, the conversation didn't last that long because I realized, you know, wading into it is like, I'm not going to convince her otherwise. But it was the way she started the conversation that got me with the,
No.
You are not going into a grocery store to get started.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, And I figure I can get my tea anywhere. So
and with mine, too, it's like really close where they have the Starbucks set up to the where the fried chicken is made, too, in the grocery store. So you kind of, you're tasting coffee but smelling fried chicken. It's like when you bite into an apple and smell an onion, it tastes like an onion.